We call this the best 5 minutes of the day. It's consecrated conversation, a couple of guys who embrace God's love, love each other, love the Lord and love each other, and that's what it's all about. Good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning. Glad to hear you. We've made it through half of the year.
Just about. I think tomorrow, I think it's day 183, something like that. So,
awesome.
Yeah, halfway through quite a roller coaster ride, and now we add flooding to the mix. And what is this, like a desert storm coming from the Sahara?
Sure.
For the south. Yeah. So this is like living the plagues of Exodus, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes, it certainly feels that way at times.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see. We talked tattoos with you a lot last week. Yesterday, we talked about the incredible song from Andrew Peterson. We played it in its entirety after 7, so I hope people... I got to say, just real briefly on that, I was surprised by how few people commented. I posted it on Facebook, and I had about 6 likes. That was it. But I think we're so busy that we can't take time to even listen to a 7-minute song.
Yeah. I had the same experience. I shared it, and I don't... I think I had one person who commented on it, and I don't... I think she was the only one who liked it. And I... Same thing. I, for me, I was stunned by the song. You know, it brought me to tears. And so...
I didn't get a chance until later in the day to listen to the full thing. And where it lands me is a place where I felt like God was already taking me, which was 3 books. I mean, certainly the Bible. But, I mean, in terms of... boy, you could, the feeling, the way it ended with the names, right? And George, Brianna, Ahmad, and talking about we're all, everyone is God's beloved. And I just went to Henry Nouwen's book, Beloved, and I'm thinking of Brennan Manning, Ragamuffin Gospel, and Sacred Romance by John Eldridge and Brent Curtis. And I just feel like going back to that and being reminded about that. So.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing for us to be reminded of regularly, our belovedness in God. So, yeah.
Well, part of, you've talked to us about tattoos, basically Christ-centered tattoos as reminders. And I believe about a week ago, you got a 6th and final marking. Tell us about that. It extends off of the previous, the 5th one.
Yeah, so whether it's the final, that's a good question. But
okay, up to now then.
It is the most recent. So I think connected with that whole concept of Lutio, the love up, down, in, and out, is one of the ways I think about this, and this has been kind of fitting with my thinking more recently over the last maybe year or so. But if I look back, it's maybe even longer than that. But the notion of, or the notions of, integration, wholeness, and reconciliation. And, you know, we started with the first one, which deals with shalom, which I think is really an indication of wholeness, right? It's an indication of the way things are supposed to be.
Yeah.
So my current tattoo has the words integration, wholeness, and reconciliation superimposed over a brain, a heart, and the earth. I'm interested in that as a neuropsychologist. What does it look like to live with an integrated mind, an integrated brain? What does it mean to be wholehearted? You know, so wholeness is over the heart. And what does it all, how does it all flow out to be people of reconciliation, understanding that God is in the process of reconciling the whole cosmos? And so for me, those are really important and concepts that are tied closely together with one another.
And I find myself waking up even this morning thinking and maybe wanting to pursue this with you more in a later program, maybe tomorrow, and the idea of reconciling with ourselves. Because, and I don't know which comes first, you know, it's kind of like which comes first, the chicken or the egg, but the idea of, yes, reconciling with God obviously is of utmost importance, but there is incredible, but I think next we rush towards reconciling with others, and that is important. But this work of self-reconciliation, I think we've heard far too little of in the church, and I think it's hugely important. Like, how are things between you and you? Because they can be, and almost in, for everyone, are broken and messy.
Yeah. You know, I think it's so important to do our own work. I think sometimes we get the idea that we're not supposed to focus on ourselves at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's maybe a misunderstanding of Scripture. Certainly Paul talks about old self, new self. Actually, I'm teaching this coming Sunday on Acts 5, and that's going to be kind of a major thought of mine is kind of this lack of or this disconnection we have with God, with others, and with ourselves. So I think it's important.
I will look forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Very good. All right, thanks. Good to talk to you. All right, tomorrow morning, I brought something up here. Let's think about self-reconciliation. Maybe we can dive into that a little bit more tomorrow.
Sure. All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Jason.
I've bought many of things online, as I know you gentlemen have as well, right?
Not a real big... I haven't bought a ton.
But you bought things.
Sure.
On occasion.
Yeah.
At some point in
time.
My
wife's a lot more.
There
sure.
you go.
I do it fairly frequently.
One thing I've never bought online is a car. I mean, I've not like the whole process. I found a car online, looked
usually
at it maybe.
Usually you research it online a little bit and then go into a dealership or a private party or whatever.
Well, apparently a man in Germany decided he was going to buy a Tesla Model 3. And there were a slew of offers and incentives in Germany. So he went online, he filled in all the details and the desired options. He clicked the confirm button and received no message. So he thought, well,
clicked it again.
Oh no.
Clicked it again and again
and again
and again and again and again. He ended up spending $1.6 million on 28 Tesla cars.
Mm.
28.
Got a whole fleet of Teslas.
You know, it's scary because, like, when the one-click option for purchasing things on Amazon, like, I've accidentally
that
clicked on there.
That worries me.
Mm. Yeah, that can be scary. But it's not a car. It's not a car. Tesla offers no refunds on products once purchased.
Oh.
So that's a challenge. However, they did decide to make an exception after this.
Thanks, Elon. Very magnanimous of you.
If you buy 28.
If you buy 28.
Yeah. We'll suspend our policy momentarily. It freaks me out if I'm buying something online and it says, you know, do not hit the back button on your browser or whatever. It's like, I just like hands off in the air.
Don't let the kids buy it.
Yes.
No. You know, because, So I don't know that I'll be car shopping online anytime soon, but lesson learned thanks to this gentleman.
I guess.
What's something your kids have bought extra of online? Let us know at 396-1670.
Well, this has been floating around on Facebook the last couple of days, and it's some of the best words literally ever. And these are fun words. They're kind of odd, unusual, different sort of words, and we'll kind of go around the horn and share them with you. For instance, bamboozled.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've used that one in the past.
Yeah.
Discombobulated. That's frequently my state
that's
of
fun.
My life. Discombobulated.
Kittywampus, or I've heard it kittywampus
before. Oh, yeah,
before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kittywampus?
Totally.
Oh, that's
sure.
just malarkey.
Mm, or a big old brouhaha.
Oh, yeah. I use that like with baseball or something. Yeah.
Sure. Got a skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Best words ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is that doohickey?
Oh, I like this one. Persnickety. Mm. Stop being so persnickety.
Mm-hmm.
Use
what
that with
not?
My kids.
Mm-hmm. Whatnot's a good one.
This is one. Gobsmacked.
Yes. I use that one, actually.
This should be fun to look up the meaning of.
Right. Well, gobsmacked. Do you know what gobsmacked is?
Tell
That's
me.
Like when you're totally and utterly like shocked.
Really?
You're gobsmacked.
No,
yeah. It's a European thing. Yeah. You're, when
you know
you're
what
completely...
I thought it meant? Like if you get spat upon.
Oh, no.
Gobsmacked.
No, it means you're completely... although I would be shocked if I was spat upon as well.
All right.
Flibberty gibbet.
Again, we were talking about this off air. I'm pretty sure Flibberty gibbet is in How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?
Yeah.
I think.
It's just a
sure
weird little...
One.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, tenterhooks.
Mm, I'm not as familiar with that one.
I've heard it used, but I cannot remember the proper context.
Yeah, something about putting their tenterhooks in.
Okay.
I've heard somebody says something and somebody else says, poppycock.
Mm. Or whippersnapper, typically followed by, get off the lawn.
Yeah.
You're
a young whippersnapper.
Some of the best words literally ever that we have found from Facebook, flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They were up to some no good shenanigans.
Mm. How about lollygagging?
The kids are
lollygagging along, yeah.
Going along with brouhaha, how about kerfuffle?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, I thought it was kerfluffle, so I put an L in there. But What do I know? I'm just a nincompoop.
Pumpernickel. Why is pumpernickel one of the best? It's just a type of bread.
It's a fun sound.
It's a fun sound it is,
actually. Thingamajig going back with doohickey. If I can find the doohickey and the thingamajig without having to ask my wife, then I'm doing very well.
I'm going to jump one in the list because following thingamajig, you have to say whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
Great candy bar as well.
That's an actual word.
How about the what's it?
Yeah.
Flummoxed.
Dingleberry.
Gobbledygook. Absolutely.
Canoodle.
And cod swallop.
I'm not familiar with cod swallop.
I am not.
I'm just glad I could enlighten you on the gobsmacked.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone use cod swallop in a sentence. I know school's out, but use cod swallop in a sentence and text it to 715-396-1670.
Fun words.
Best words.
People are wearing these masks, obviously, because you should. Well, leave it to Japan to come up with all kinds of new fun technology. The technology company Donut Robotics. It's a good name.
Sounds tasty. Saying.
I don't know if it translates to Japanese that appropriately, but it's pretty cool. They've developed a new Bluetooth-powered smart mask. It uses a speaker to amplify a person's voice. I think that's really cool because how many times have I been standing at a store and be like, what? What?
Trying to get your kids' attention?
Well, no, even just like checking out because they're like wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask. There's a plexiglass shield between us. I can't hear
them. You know what happens all the time is when I'm talking to my wife on the phone because I'm at the grocery store and it's, do you want this or that? Or I need clarification on where something is. Trying to talk through the mask is difficult.
It can be. So get this, though. It's even more cool than just having a speaker to amplify the voice. This C-mask device also converts a person's speech into text. Oh. Also, through an app on a phone, it can then translate that text into 8 different languages through the smartphone app.
Wow. Wow. Well, kudos, Japan.
Changing international travel right there. Huh. I mean, wow. Because I'll admit, like, I would love to travel internationally. It's the language barrier that really kind of frightens me, you know? Because I don't know a lot of other foreign languages.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I know just a little bit of German and a little bit of Biblical Greek.
And that's
not
going
to get me very far.
No. So, yeah, I think that's kind of cool.
That is.
8 different languages.
Huh.
The wave very of impressive. The future. It's going to be like Star Trek pretty soon. It'll be like a virtual clear mask that you don't even see, but it'll filter your air, and it'll just automatically like translate.
Think about the way our phones have changed now that they start adding technology to masks.
I know.
It's just, you know, wait until the eye mask comes out. Then Android's going to have a version, and
they're
going to cost a ton more than my little homemade one.
The thing with the COVID, it's largely keeping you telling you not to travel. Though,
I
right?
know.
So it's, but eventually.
Someday,
eventually,
Mark.
Yeah, someday.
Well, and now Europe, it sounds like it's going to ban travelers from the U.S. altogether.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, someday it will happen.
Over the rainbow, someday.
I lost my keys.
It's a great song.
Common struggle, Franny.
Franny and 49% of the people misplaced their keys. So, what do you forget most? A new survey finds forgetting passwords and forgetting things we meant to buy at the grocery store are our top 2 most forgetful moments.
I think the grocery store items are like the bane of my existence.
Absolutely. And especially during a peak like safer at home times.
Yes.
When you're trying to go to the store as minimally as possible. And you have that one big shopping trip and then it's,
I forgot.
So let's take you through the list. 51% of people polled said that their most forgetful moments followed close behind by misplacing keys and forgetting what they went into a room for. So forgetting a password tops the list.
I totally get that. Mm-hmm. They forget what they went into a room for. I do that all the time. Or forget people's names. Queen of that right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
I have done that before when we were interviewing an artist and I forgot his name. And so I said, hey, if you just want to introduce yourself to our audience and let them know.
If you work in radio, you're going to find, you know, people are going to know you that you don't know. So sometimes they forgive you on that. But there are other things. You're going to find this as the 56-year-old member of this team. The older you get, the more it goes, okay?
Yeah.
And so you've got to come up with other. And here's the thing. You go to your spouse and you go, what's his name? And she's like,
I thought you knew. Yeah. So again, you've got to be creative.
Yeah. Right,
the best you can.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's nice when the spouse doesn't know them, so then you can introduce them.
Well, yeah, right. And it's stressful for me because I never know. Do people know me from the radio and, like, they don't expect me to know their names? Mm-hmm. Or do they know me from someplace else that I'm forgetting? That's stressful.
And then you feel like, how many times can you, maybe one time you can go, what was your name again?
Yeah.
But you can't do that. And if it's like...
I just feel that everyone should wear name tags at all times.
That's true. Yeah, get up in the morning.
They really should just wear... I was at the store the other day and this helpful salesperson came over to me wearing a name tag, but her name was printed so smally on it that I was kind of like trying to like read it. And I was like, she kind of gave me a weird look like, hey lady, why are you checking me out? And I was like, I'm trying to read your name. So that can get awkward too.
Have a word on the tip of your tongue and not remember what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Been there, done that.
I like remembering people's names.
Well, I like remembering it. I'm not good at it.
I think maybe just because I'm the youngest member of the group, like I tend, because it's weird. And again, all of you, I'm not creepy. I'm really not creepy. But because I do a lot on our social media, I know a lot of you. If you comment on our Facebook, it's like, oh yeah, so-and-so. It's like, you don't actually know them.
I know.
You just have seen them comment on things.
I like to remember names, too. I'm just not good at it. I've never been good at it, even when I was in my 20s. They forget where they put their pen. They forget what day it is. Guilty of that. Totally forget to take a meal out to defrost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgetting where your car was parked, right?
Oh, yeah.
The bigger the complex, the tougher that can be. So many things.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.